Welcome to the Word and Spirit podcast with Reverend Randall Greer. The Gospel of John, chapter 6, verse 63 says, "It is the Spirit who gives life. The flesh profits nothing. The words that I speak to you are spirit and they are life." It is our prayer here at Randall Greer Ministries that as you tune in and listen, the Spirit of God will bring revelation into your life to strengthen you and encourage you in your daily walk to be all that God has called you to be. Today, Reverend Greer speaks on visions of the United States of America. On the day of Pentecost, Peter declared that what was occurring was what the prophet Joel prophesied about in Joel chapter 2. Reverend Greer shares some visions of the United States of America that God has given to men and women of God throughout time and how the devil has tried to influence this nation. He also shares the scriptural direction that the believer is given on how to stop satanic activity against this nation. Stay tuned after the broadcast for more information on Randall Greer Ministries and special offers. Now, let's join Reverend Greer.
So what we do in this nation today, what God is asking us to do is pray. God is calling the church back to a place of prayer and a place of authority. And again, when I dealt with this issue of the Supreme Court and seen this demonic creature there, God gave me that revelation supernaturally, you know. It wasn't something I dreamed up or something I was hunting. I wouldn't hunt no devil. Brother Hagin, remember, said this: you don't have to go hunt the devil. There'd be enough of them hunting you. But in the process of me praying, in the process of me yielding myself to the Holy Spirit of God, then God began to use me. He is looking for yielded people that will yield to the Holy Spirit and be obedient to do what He says do. I remember Sister Rachel Tiefenthaler. Your pastors will remember Sister Rachel. Does anybody else remember Sister Rachel around here? She remembers Sister Rachel Tiefenthaler. She went to be with Jesus in February of 2008. But she used to have experiences where she would actually be in her home up there in Collinsville, Oklahoma, which is north of Broken Arrow, 20 miles or so. I mean, north of Tulsa, 20 miles or so up Highway 169. And she would have experiences where God would take her to the White House with a broom. And she would find herself in the White House. And she would see people in the White House. And she would sweep with her broom and sweep things out of the White House. And this is spiritually now. Now, don't you get no broom to start sweeping. We might think you're something else. So just hang on. You know what I mean? And she didn't make this up, and it wasn't goofy or anything like that. But she used to just yield herself to God. She would give herself to prayer. And then she would just have some unique, unusual experiences. Another gentleman that had unique experiences in prayer that we can learn some things from was a gentleman named Brother Halverson. Now, he was kind of a little bit before my day, but your pastors would know of him and know about him. But he went to be with Jesus. And the way he went to be with Jesus, he was kneeling down praying beside a preacher that I know. Then all of a sudden, his spirit left his body, and his body fell over. And some of the saints, Sister Rachel, Sister Billy, and some of the rest of them, and got to praying and seeking God and said to the Lord, "Why in the world did Brother Halverson come home? Why did he go to heaven? There was no physical reason. There was no reason physically why he should die. He didn't have a heart attack. There was no organs that failed that they could determine. And the doctors examined him and everything after his death. And so it was just a puzzling fact. And so in the spirit, the Lord spoke to those saints and said that this is what the Lord said. He said, I had more need of him over here on this side than y'all had of him on that side. I said, Brother Ren, do you understand all that? No, I don't. I sure don't understand it. But I do know that Dad Hagin prophesied this around 68, 69. He said, all the preparation for the world to come is not in this life only. If you don't get it right here, you're not going to be a naked baby playing a harp floating on a cloud when you get there. I'm here to tell you. There is a work that is yet to be done that has to be accomplished. And he said that not all the preparation is here in this life. And it was about the time that Brother Halverson went on to be with the Lord. and move to the other side, move to heaven. But I said that about those people, and there's other people we could mention. Like your pastors here, and I'm sure they can tell you some supernatural experiences that they've had. They might have seen a few monkeys themselves. They wouldn't sit in the church with you. But anyway, here we go. And had some experiences. But what happened with all these people that you would read about that ever had a unique experience with God in prayer were people that gave themselves to prayer. You know what I mean? Took time to pray. Set aside time. And so God looks for people whom he can use. Right? And so we're in a day today that God is looking for people that will yield to him, that he can use by his Spirit to bring his will to pass in this earth. So take time to pray. So, well, I don't know how to pray. Well, just take off and let God help you and learn you and train you. Now, I'd like to read from a book called I Believe in Visions a little bit more about what Brother Hagin saw, a little bit more out of this book. I don't think I've read from it since I've been here. But what Jesus showed Brother Hagin about the United States of America. If you don't have this book, I believe they do. I see some right back there. It's called I Believe in Visions. Now, this is an older cover. In fact, they actually got one older than this one. But I believe that we're living in chapter 2 of this book right now. And I believe that this, and what I mean by living in it, I believe part of this is being fulfilled even as we sit here. This is something that happened September the 2nd, 1950, when Jesus appeared to Dr. Kenneth E. Hagin in Rockwall, Texas, and then underneath a tent while he was praying. And then Jesus spoke to him and said, come up, come up, come up hither to the throne of God. And he and Dr. Kenneth E. Hagin traveled through the heavens up to the third heaven and stood within 18 feet of the throne of God. And Jesus talked to him. He saw the Father sitting on the throne. He saw the winged creatures that it talks about with eyes all about. He said these winged creatures were saying something and were moving about until him and Jesus walked up by the throne, and the winged creatures folded their wings and came to silence, didn't say anything. But it talks about those creatures in the book of Revelations. But anyway, Jesus told Brother Hagin, he said, don't look upon him, talking about the Father sitting on the throne. He said it was kind of like a haze or a fog anyway that he couldn't see totally. And I'm not going to read everything that happened in this vision, but just part of it that pertains to the United States of America. But again, the book's back there. It's got a different cover. I Believe in Visions. There's a lot of more good information in here where Jesus appeared to Kenneth Hagin and taught him a lot of different things. And that's what this book is about. But it's happened at September the 2nd, 1950, on Saturday. And he had, and just give you a little intro to it. He said, because, this is his own words, Kenneth Hagin, because everyone present was a Christian, I gave a Bible lesson, then invited the people to come to the front to pray. It was about 9:30, or 9:30 p.m., of course. So let me say here that I no more expected what was to follow than I expected to be the first man to land on the moon. I hadn't been doing any unusual praying or fasting. I hadn't been praying that I would have such an experience. In fact, I hadn't even thought about such a thing. Everyone was praying around the front at the tent. They was kneeling down up there in the tent. And I knelt on the platform beside a folding chair near the pulpit. I began to pray in other tongues, and I heard a voice say, come up hither. At first, I didn't realize that the voice was speaking to me. I thought everybody heard it. Of course, everybody didn't. He's hearing in the realm of the Spirit. So you can hear in the Spirit and you can see in the Spirit as the Lord wills. Come up hither, the voice said again. Then I looked and saw Jesus standing about where the top of the tent would be. As I looked up again, the tent had disappeared. The folding chairs had disappeared. Every tent pole had disappeared. The pulpit had disappeared, and God permitted me to see into the spirit realm. Jesus was standing there, and I'll read this because it's good. Jesus was standing there, and I stood in his presence. He was holding a crown in his hands. The crown was so extraordinarily beautiful that human language cannot begin to describe it. Jesus told me, this is a soul winner's crown. My people are so careless and indifferent. This crown is for every one of my children. I speak and say, go speak to this one or pray for that one. But people are too busy. They put it off and souls are lost because they will not obey me. Now he goes on and he says a lot of different things here. But I wanted to get to, he was caught up in the spirit. And he said that, and just for the sake of time, because I don't want to, this message is going along certain lines. If I get into other parts, I'll have to explain a lot of things. He said he was caught up in the spirit and he looked in every direction. It was like he was standing on the great plains of the United States. He couldn't see anything. He said, I couldn't see a sign of life anywhere. He said, there were no trees or grass, no flowers or vegetation of any kind. There were no birds or animals. He said, I felt so lonely. I was not conscious of my earthly surroundings. As I looked to the west, I saw what appeared to be a tiny dot on the horizon. It was the only moving thing I could see. I watched, and it grew larger and came toward me, taking on shape and
Thank you for joining us for the Word and Spirit podcast. For more information on Randall Greer Ministries, you can find us on the web at www.rgm.me. There, you will find free downloads and resources to help you in your walk with the Lord. You can also sign up for our free newsletter and e-letter, The Word and Spirit. Make sure to check out the RGM store as well, with instant MP3 digital downloads of most of our messages, exclusive downloads, and e-books. That web address again is www.rgm.me. For more information, you can write us at Randall Greer Ministries, P.O. Box 140516, Broken Arrow, Oklahoma 74014. Thanks for joining us for the Word and Spirit podcast. And remember, God is with us.